afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining us this afternoon is Mike Norris, who is Executive Director for the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Doing well here. Thanks for joining our listeners today. And what we are wanting to talk about is your organization, which is very active throughout a four-county region, Lee, Des Moines, Henry, and Loayza counties. As we get into this first, for maybe people who are unfamiliar, maybe not from Southeast Iowa, what exactly is the Planning Commission?
Well, the Planning Commission is it's a service organization. It's a membership organization for local governments in Southeast Iowa. We cover Lee, Loayza, Des Moines, and Henry counties. We're a voluntary membership organization. Our members pay dues to us. We're recognized in the Iowa Code, and we do a variety of membership services. We do contract work for our members. We do a lot of program management, and we also serve as a conduit for federal and state funds.
My goal this afternoon is to really, you guys have so many things going on, is to kind of do a quick, I guess you would say, a surround of what is going on. And one of the areas is Flint River Trail. Where is that project at this point?
Well, the Flint River Trail is progressing both on the city of Burlington side and on the Des Moines County side. On the Des Moines County side, which we're actively managing, we are close to getting phases 2 and 3 done. Phases 2 and 3 are approximately 7 miles long. And they go from Flint Bottom Road north to Big Hollow. That's a lot of off-road portions there. Right now, we're working through a process with the State Historic Preservation Organization to mitigate some potential impacts during the trail construction. And we found a path forward on that. We're getting some approvals, and we're looking to have a lot of off-road trail online before the end of the year.
What are we looking at for the entire route? I believe around 21 miles or so. What are we looking at? Has there been any talk of, hey, if we can get this all by this date?
We've been throwing out dates since, probably late 2005 or something like that. And we've made a lot of progress, actually some shocking progress, especially out in the county and in the city, especially on the levy sections and acquiring property. Each entity is working as quickly as they can. That's dictated, obviously, by funding availability. We've been extremely successful on both the county and the city side for fundraising. We've eclipsed $3.5 million for grant funds. So, you know, that's very positive for the area. It's an amenity that doesn't exist right now in the four counties. And we hope it'll start a trend. Other places in Iowa, in the Midwest, and really the country that you go, there's a lot of amenities like this, and they're used obviously for the benefit of the residents, but also in attraction and retention efforts for economic development. So we think it's a valuable piece of what this area has to offer, and we're very proud to be working on it.
Is there any portion of this, you mentioned that working on phases 2 and 3, is there any portion that hasn't even gone to engineering yet, or is everything at least that far along?
Right now on the county side, we've split it up into three phases. The first phase goes from approximately Mill Dam Road over to Highway 61. And that's the phase that we've had several variations we've been working on. We've gone through several different plans for land acquisition, different plans for routes, and right now we're kind of working on a couple of those. It's not been fully engineered yet because we haven't established a final route, final acquisition plan, but we definitely had a lot of cost estimates and a lot of different variables that we've been plugging into the equation. We're making progress on that, and with phases 2 and 3 done, we're going to have an on-road signed route from Highway 61 over to the off-road portion off of Flint Bottom Road.
I know, in kind of tying off of Flint River Trail here, the other idea of trails, I believe you guys are starting to gather some public input on maybe a trail, improved trails in Burlington. Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, we've been involved in a wellness campaign in Burlington, and we've been using our transportation planning resources to look at how we can bring some staff time and expertise to the table, because part of the equation of sustainability and wellness is facilities for pedestrians and bicycles. So we're participating with this committee, gathering input and trying to create planning document that plugs in with the rest of the wellness committee on where we think we can improve bicycle and ped facilities in the Burlington, West Burlington area.
Another key aspect that is through the Planning Commission is C-Bus, and I've seen it continues to grow. I believe it was just recognized as one of the faster growing urban transportation systems in Iowa here. After it's only been in existence, I believe, for less than 10 years, how has C-Bus continued to grow so quickly?
Southeast Iowa Regional Planning was appointed by three counties in July of 2004 to provide transportation for the counties, Des Moines, Henry, and Loisa counties. And then we also contracted with Keokuk and Fort Madison. So we started from there, and we've just done a lot of outreach, had a lot of conversations with people about how we can serve them. And just recently, we've come to agreement with Lee County. They've appointed us to provide their mental health transportation for the County General Services Central Point of Coordination. So it's really just been getting feet on the ground, making phone calls, telling people what we can do, and a little bit of creativity too. So we've been really happy with the growth. It's been a great addition to the other services that we provide, and it really dovetails in nicely with the other transportation planning services we offer.
I believe it's a lot of either some specific routes or then almost kind of a public use as you need it. You can get on the bus for X amount of dollars. Is it kind of a mix of those?
Yeah, it's definitely a mix. We've decided to partner and serve some larger events in the area, like Midwest Old Threshers, that was definitely in need of some injection of funds and services. It's been a great partnership with them. They're great to work with. It's been successful for, I think this is going to be our ninth year or eighth year this year. And also, we've really capitalized on some of the medical transportation needs in the area, too. There's a lot of dialysis patients, people that don't have access to their own personal vehicles, either at the time of their care or in general. So there's been some trends that we've recognized. We've had some great suggestions by our board members and people in the community about things that we could do. And so it's really been a good partnership between our organization and the people we serve in the region.
How will it help to add Lee County into that mix now after years of Lee County being with a neighboring organization, bringing them into C-Bus?
Well, I think it's definitely going to provide the opportunity for some efficiencies. Right now, we're running two separate public transit routes in Keokuk and Fort Madison. We're going to see how we can combine these services and maybe provide more services. But as with a lot of things, new things that people take on, we need to take our best stab at how we think it's going to work, evaluate things, and then make our plans in the future. But right now, we're just focused on providing quality service for the county. And then as opportunities come up, we want to be ready to take advantage of those.
Another key aspect that you guys have been involved in, and it really dates back to 2008, flood recovery from 2008. It may surprise people, but I believe, is there still efforts going on through your organization when it comes to the flood of 2008? We're now 4 years later.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing that 4 years later it's still going on. But I think that just illustrates the magnitude of the damage and also the efforts that have come out to try to help mitigate that damage. Right now we're buying out 170 properties. That's about our stock number we're using. And it's not just the buyout of the property, it's also the demolition or the transfer of ownership to the property. And there's rules and processes for each step of the way. It's a long process. We're working with a lot of different people at state and federal levels on this. So the buyouts are only one portion of it, but there is also a lot of money appropriated for flood recovery after the 2008 events, and we're still trying to utilize a lot of that money. The state of Iowa has been rolling out different programs through their CDBG funds. Right now, we're working on single-family new construction, which is the down payment assistance program. We're looking to build over 30 homes through this program. We're also looking at multifamily new construction. We recently submitted an application for $4.2 million in grant funds for over 71 of those would be upper story units that would be direct investments into our downtown. This application, if we get it all funded, would leverage another $7 million of private investment. So that's something that we were really excited about when we put the application together. We had a lot of good conversations, good meetings with private developers looking to capitalize on this opportunity. So we're excited. We hope to bring all this down for the region.
Has this been focused primarily in the Burlington, Des Moines County, Oakville area? Is that kind of the area that we're really looking at?
You know, it depends on the program. Some of the program rules are just limited to those areas where we think, for instance, there is the most housing loss. Other programs are wide open. If there is a presidential disaster declaration, then they're eligible for the funds. And so it really varies program by program. For this multifamily program, for example, we have opportunities, I believe, in every county in our region. And so that's a positive thing for us. We like to get everybody involved whenever we can. But for the single family new construction program, we're looking at only Des Moines and Louisa counties. For buyouts, we're also focused on Des Moines and Louisa. We had one in Henry County, none in Lee County. So it does depend on the program, and that's what makes this flood recovery process interesting, is that it's not one set of rules, one pot of funds to deal with. We have multiple rules, multiple pots, but that's certainly what keeps things interesting here day to day.
You're still going back and working from 2008. Have you had an opportunity to work with cities, counties, other organizations on kind of a plan now that you've seen what 2008 was like? Future, I think you touched on it just briefly, mitigation, preparation. Has there been a chance to do any type of that forward thinking planning when it comes to flooding?
There's been a few opportunities, and it's a little bit like how the flood funds have rolled out. There hasn't been just one effort. There's been efforts on several levels. One of the efforts, of course, has been infrastructure rehabilitation. After the floods, we were very active in trying to secure funds for infrastructure repair. This is really focused up in Louisa County. For instance, in Columbus Junction, we secured funds for a new water plant and a new levee for them. In Oakville, we secured funds for a new bridge across the Iowa River. Just those three projects alone, you're looking at almost $20 million in grant funds pulled down to the region. That's money that the local entities don't have to borrow or bond for or use fund balances for, so that's definitely a positive for those areas. We partnered with Western Illinois University and Western Illinois Planning Commission to commission a flood impact study. It was something we wanted to do to try to characterize what the damage was in economic terms. Of course, the study process they went through found that it was a little bit over $1 billion worth of either lost economic activity or net damages. You know, to mitigate that, there's a lot of different flood payments coming in. We've also had discussions with some local folks, Gina Harden at Des Moines County Emergency Management. We've had some brief discussions with her about forming a local disaster preparedness committee, so that when a disaster strikes, that there are more local people kind of trained in what the plan would be and what to do.
Really, we've touched on a number of the services that you guys provide that are more well known. Is there a service that you guys offer that maybe isn't as well known, isn't as capitalized on as you guys would hope it would be?
Jason, that's a great question, and something I wrote down in my notes I wanted to bring up was our revolving loan fund program. We've been loaning money as an intermediary. That means we partner with a private lender. We don't make loans on our own. We provide gap financing, or what a private lender won't loan to. We've been doing this since 1994, and we've been pretty successful at it. Right now, we've got about $2 million to lend. We've got a sizable portfolio, and the money is available at low interest rates. The whole purpose of the program is to either create or retain jobs in our region. And so we make the loans based on how many jobs are going to be created or retained. They're competitive rates, and we have partnerships with all of the lenders in our region that offer commercial loans. So it's a great program. Just this year, we've loaned a little bit over $300,000, and you know, we'd like to do more. And it's something that we talk to banks all the time on, our chambers of commerce, economic development. We'd like to make more inroads in the business community.
All right. Well, Mike, as I look at my clock, I believe we're out of time. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Always a pleasure, Jason.
That was Mike Norris. He is the Executive Director for the Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.